Trevor's on the phone. Hi, Trevor.
Good morning, Justin. You're doing a marvellous job. What I was
Thank you, very
about,
kind.
My dad was a limbless soldier from Gallipoli, and looking at his archives, he was 15 when he was in the Navy, and after two years, he enlisted, one of the first ones to go overseas. And when he came back
Trevor, I've got a daughter who's 14 years old, you know, and I just can't imagine a 15-year-old person, male or female, being thrust into that kind of life. I can't get my head around it. I don't think many people can, really.
No, well, he was 15, and he was in the Navy for 2 years, and then enlisted into the AIF to go overseas. Well, naturally, he got hurt when he was there, and he was in England for 12 months, and when he came back here to Melbourne, he met my mother, who was a nurse, which was very good. And he had a few photos and that there, which when Dad passed away in about 63, because I'm 85, so I'm feeling my age too. And among those photos was a photo of a young chap that he just said to Mum, he just said, he saved my life. And that was all that was said. I never looked on the back of the photo or anything.
Wow.
And Mum gave me the photos, which would be over 50 years ago. And at any rate, I was looking through those photos about 12 months after Mum gave them to me, because we always used to go to an Anzac parade or something. And I couldn't find this particular photo. And I was devastated. And just recently, a relation has gone into a home and she wanted some books to read. And my daughter gone into our books there and just took this book and was going over there. And when she got there, she rang me up and she says, "I've found it, Dad." And I said, "What have you found?" She said, "That photo that many years ago that we were playing with and that, and we all got the blame for losing it. And it was in the book and it fell out." And she said, "It's got writing on the back. And it's a photo of a young chap who only looks about 15 or 16.
Oh, gee,
and on the
wow.
back of it, it's got, "Dear George White got killed after saving my life. He came down when the Turk put the steel into me after he blew my foot off. I want to keep this as his mother gave it to me when we went up to Gordon to see them. Will, with a few crosses." So, and I've just got that photo.
Trevor,
and
That is just a beautiful, beautiful story. Thank you, Trevor. Thank you so much for calling in and telling us. Where are you calling from?
At Riddles Creek, which is not far away from Macedon, and I haven't been in the best of health, and we used to go up to the Macedon Cross every year, and I've missed it this year, but that's the way it goes. But
look, Trevor, that's just a beautiful story. I can't thank you enough for ringing in and telling us. I appreciate it.